Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan warm en baie warm wees oor van ons gebiede en ook winderig oor die Noordwes provinsie. Pretoria en Polokwane vandag op na 31, Johannesburg 28, Mpumalanga 34, Emalahleni 30, Rustenburg 32. As jy iets wil aantrek vandag, wat van 'n baie kostuum.
En hat in 'n staat op die M1 noordstadige verkeer in die rigting van Glenhow weg.
Twane Metro polisie het bevestig, daar is 'n misdaad toneel en dit is op die hoeke van Ruimteweg en Baardstraat in Centurion. Metro polisie en polisie is nou op die toneel en een baan is gesluit, maar daar is geen verdere bevestiging oor presies wat daar gebeur het nie. En as jy met jou vingernaals vasklou, hou nog net bietjie langer uit. Financial Wellbeing ekonoom Dr. Francois Stofberg het vanoggend aan Breakfast met Martin Bester gesê, dit wil lyk of daar 'n nuwe seisoen aan die kom is wat ons finansies betref.
Is really doing a lot better. There seems to be, in terms of confidence indicators, a little bit of a shift. If you're around the braai, die nuus is nie meer net so negatief nie, so dit voel selfs asof Suid-Afrikaners dink dat daar 'n bietjie van 'n draai gekom het.
Meer hieroor om 9.
Well, there's some big tennis on in the US at the moment. The final Grand Slam of the year, Novak Djokovic beginning his bid for a record 25th Grand Slam singles title with a straightforward win over Radu Albot in the first round. One more major would give Djokovic sole ownership of the all-time record for the most major singles titles. He's currently tied with Margaret Court in 24. He won 6-2, 6-2, 6-4 in his first match since winning Olympic gold 23 days ago. Well, staying with the Olympics, all eyes will be on wheelchair tennis star Kotatso Monjane as she leads South Africa's medal charge at the Paralympics in Paris, which start tomorrow. She'll be one of 20 athletes representing Team South Africa and was knocked out of the quarterfinal stage at the Tokyo Games. Monjane won the French Open and US Open titles last year and Wimbledon title earlier this year. Sprinter and long jumper Mbumele Lomhlongo and swimmer Kat Swanepoel, who both competed in Tokyo, will carry the flag at tomorrow's opening ceremony. Dusan Vlahovic scored twice as Juventus made it 2 wins out of 2 to start the Serie A season with a 3-0 victory at Verona last night. Juve, the only unbeaten side after 2 matches, sitting top of the table. In Spain, Dani Parejo scored from a penalty rebound as Villarreal rest a top spot in La Liga from Celta Vigo. And here at home, Cape Town City host defending champions Orlando Pirates in the first leg of the MTN 8 semi-finals in what will be their third encounter in a cup competition. It all gets going at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Colin Jing. And that's a Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.
I have nothing, nothing, nothing.
Music.
Or the conversation that no one loves.
You love.
We pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars.
Like this.
Child.